Officials said 6 of the 7 people who died with H1N1 flu have those underlying conditions, with one case still under investigation. They're not giving specifics on those cases, but they did say a little more about the 300 or so people hospitalized with the flu. Of those, about 40% have been asthmatic, 18% infants and toddlers, and 12 or 13% have heart disease, compromised immune systems, or are pregnant. ER visits are down from the peak a couple weeks ago, but are still high. Only a very small number of them have ended up admitted to the hospital. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.